not live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network here on this Tiger Day opening day, Thursday, March 27th, 2025. Well, back in the flurry of bills that the Democrats rammed through the House, the Senate, and sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's desk for signing, turning those bills into laws during 2023 and 2024, you may have forgotten this one. I talked about it November 30th, 2023, the last day of deer season, when it happened. Story back then on that day was Governor signs regulations for using AI in campaigns, pre-voter registration for 16-year-olds, and more. You may not have remembered this, but here is what's starting to happen here in the state of Michigan, beginning July 1st. Residents in Michigan can register to vote online with only the last four digits of their Social Security numbers if they don't have a state ID or driver's license. In the fall of 2023, legislation passed with no Republican support, not in the House, not in the Senate, that allows prospective voters to submit only part of their Social Security number as a means of registering to vote. The Bureau of Elections must then use state or federal databases to verify the numbers, review the applicant's full name and date of birth before the voter registration will go forward. The bill technically becomes effective midnight on June 30th, this being ahead of multiple municipal elections this year at the local level. It deletes the present day mandate for online applicants to disclose their state ID number, their full name, birth date, eye color, and the last four digits of their Social Security number altogether. Prior to this, you had to basically provide the information off your driver's license and your Social Security number, the last four digits. Well, that's all gone. If you don't have a driver's license, you don't have to disclose the color of your eyes and your full name. This bill that was signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2023 also lifts the restrictions on residents looking to register to vote while they're ordering a duplicate license or updating their address the same day, as well as them having an expired state ID or driver's license. The upcoming change was touted in a press conference yesterday morning by the folks behind the ballot proposal number 2 of 2022, Promote the Vote. We'll continue. We'll finish this story up on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petit.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number 3. Continuing on with this story, basically starting July 1st, people without a driver's license or without state ID can register online to vote with just the last 4 digits of their Social Security number. Of course, they have to provide their name and address. But then it needs to be verified. This was done when the Democrats had control of the House, the Senate, and passed back in 2023. Well, the press conference held by Promote the Vote Michigan, the folks behind Proposal 2 of 2022, stated that more than 2.58 million voters backed their ballot question. Well, yeah, based on the misleading TV ads at the time, kind of almost lying about how it really changed our state constitution, it passed. Many of you maybe even voted for it. I didn't. I was no on all three of the ballot proposals, but it passed. And what it did is it inserted several different election reforms into our state constitution, including allowing voters to sign affidavits to vote instead of actually having to present official state ID. That's what it was incorporated into our state constitution. That's what happens when you don't know the truth about these ballot proposals and you simply vote based on what you see on TV ads. Well, this press conference took place a day after President Donald Trump signed an executive order at the federal level requiring that the Federal Election Assistance Commission, the FEAC, needed to verify and document proof of citizenships 30 days before allowing people to register to vote. Documented proof of United States citizenship was defined in the order as federally accepted state ID cards and driver's licenses, U.S. passports, military ID cards, or other valid federal or state photo ID cards must be in the possession of the person wanting to register to vote. Well, folks, this totally contradicts the state law that the Democrats passed in 2023. Now, it comes at the same time, just 2 days ago on Tuesday, two state senators, nine state representatives filed a lawsuit challenging a U.S. Circuit Court judge who ruled in December that they had no legal standing to bring a lawsuit challenging constitutional amendments. Their complaint, which is now going to the United States Supreme Court, not only included Proposal 2, Promote the Vote of 2023, but also the amendments, Proposal 3 of the 2018 first Promote the Vote ballot initiative. And that one, of course, provided for same-day voter registration. Melanie Macy, Promote the Vote's government affairs director, described this year's upcoming reforms as maintaining security and accessibility, streamlining elections administrations to improve voter experience. Well, kind of interesting, because last week, the Republican-led House Election Integrity Committee moved House Joint Resolution B, requiring applicants after the 2026 election to have their citizenship verified by the Secretary of State or through documentary proof to election officials. Because the resolution is asking voters to update the Constitution, it requires two-thirds support in the Senate and the House, which is not going to happen. So as a result, it's going to take place following party line votes. It's unlikely it's not going to get 16 House Democrats and 7 state senators to vote yes, meeting the two-thirds threshold. Fast forward brings us to House Majority Floor Leader Brian Posthumus of Rockford, Republican. He was the sponsor of the House Joint Resolution B. And he says it's very simple. It requires proof of citizenship when you register to vote, and then providing photo ID when you actually do vote. Well, many people will say these, both of these items are already in our laws. But factually, they're not, said Posthumus. Anybody that tells you that is either being disingenuous or they're straight up lying. There is a window of time where proof of citizenship is not required to register to vote, according to the laws. Perfect example, October 2024, during early voting, a Chinese citizen studying at the University of Michigan reportedly cast an illegal ballot at an Ann Arbor early voting location. Because the ballot was already ran through the tabulator, there's no way of knowing which ballot it was. A Chinese citizen actually voted in our general election, said Posthumus. Now, as for the change going to effect here on July 1st, one could argue that Social Security numbers are not the most secure form of identification. According to data published by ID Strong, the number of identity theft victims in Michigan grew from 11,000 in 2021 to 14,566 in 2022. Those fraud losses totaled almost $27 million in fraudulent loans taken by stolen identity. However, when asked about the efforts to strengthen ID to vote enforcement by Donald Trump and the Republican lawmakers in Michigan, Executive Director Michael Davis Jr. of Promote the Vote really didn't have much to say. Honestly, I don't even understand the question, Davis said. When asked if Proposal 2 of 2022 was too big of a proposal for voters to digest at the polls, especially when it came to presenting or not presenting picture photo ID. Davis said, I don't want to get into now who's finding confusion within the previous ballot initiatives years beyond their passage. But I think the people voted for our previous proposals and they overwhelmingly supported it. He actually didn't answer the question regarding Donald Trump's executive order. Davis went on to say in closing, as you mentioned, there was an executive order yesterday, and part of our process is to take our time, do our due diligence, go through the things that we can factually speak to, look at the executive order, and then decide exactly how we're going to continue to push back against any attempts to undermine and strip away the rights of eligible voters to cast and vote here in the state of Michigan. Well, guess what? This may be all moot. Possibly turned into being null and void because Donald Trump is doing it at the federal level. There's only one problem. Federal government does not run our elections. state governments do. That's why it's so critically important that we elect the right Secretary of State, number one, and the right county clerks. Again, while county clerks do not directly touch or are involved in the handling of our elections, they are the people that hire the deputy clerks. Your chief deputy clerks, folks, in your county actually are the ones tasked with running the elections, dealing with petition drives, dealing with school board millages, dealing with special elections, general elections, primary elections. All that's done by your deputy clerks. Who hires the deputy clerks? The county clerks. And I think what's going to happen here is at the federal level, it's going to put so much pressure on the states to follow Donald Trump's lead. And then, of course, guess what? We're electing a new Secretary of State next year. This will be, in my prediction, a campaign topic. This will be a topic between the Republican candidate for Secretary of State versus the Democrat. They, of course, are going to be pushing for all these very liberal, expanded abilities to register to vote. Republican will be saying, prove your citizenship. I got a text yesterday during the show, William Hamilton from Lapeer. I think after every major election, scrap the qualified voter files and have people re-register to vote before the next major election. Prove your citizenship. Prove that you're actually a citizen, a resident of your state and of your county. And recreate brand new qualified voter files. Well, they're never going to do that. They're going to claim that to do that would be too expensive. To force people to register a vote every 2 years? Prove you're a citizen? Prove you're a resident of your state? Yeah, that's too much work. Even though it's not, but that's their excuse. Absolutely agree with you. And if you're not going to scrap the qualified voter files, then at least clean them up. Again, go to mystore.com, Mike Lindell's store online. Search for Pat Kobach's book, The 2020 Coup. Put in the promo code Meddling Kids. Meddling Kids. And get a discount. Buy a book for your local township, city, village clerk. Buy one for your county clerk. Get them to understand what happened in 2020 and how we can fix things heading into 2026. This election, folks, is critically important to the direction of our state. If we don't get this right in 2026, and electing the right governor, we're in trouble. Final half hour of today's show, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that